Human smuggler gets 5-year sentence for moving migrants across Canadian border to NY. By Bob Price on March 7, 2023. A federal judge sentenced a New York man to 60 months in prison after he attempted to smuggle 6 Indian migrants into New York from Canada last April. During the smuggling attempt, the boat he used to transport the migrants began to sink. On March 1, Chief United States District Judge for the Northern District of New York Brenda K. Sands sentenced Hogginsburg, New York resident Brian Lazor, 45, to 60 months in prison for conspiracy to commit alien smuggling and 3 counts of alien smuggling, according to a statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of New York. Lazor pleaded guilty to the charges in August 2022. On April 28, 02022, an off-duty Cornwall, Ontario, Canada, police officer observed a boat leaving the Monte Carlo Hotel with 6 to 8 people on board, according to court records obtained by Breitbart, Texas. Canadian law enforcement officials responded to the area and observed the boat approaching the New York shore had begun to sink. The Canadian officials notified Swanton Sector Border Patrol officials in New York. Messina Station Border Patrol agents teamed up with the St. Regis Tribal Police Department, the Akwesasne Mohawk Police Service, and the Hogginsburg Akwesasne Volunteer Fire Department, HAVFT, to rescue migrants, according to information obtained from Swanton Sector Border Patrol officials, Breitbart, Texas reported at the time. Members of the HAVFT and Border Patrol agents arrived and noted the boat was nearly submerged near the New York riverbank at Akwesasne. The boat was nearly submerged by this time. Court records state the air temperature at the time was 32 degrees Fahrenheit and the water temperature was a hazardous 40 degrees. HAVFT rescue teams deployed a rescue boat that recovered the other 6 occupants. None of the migrants had life jackets or any other safety equipment. Rescuers treated the people for hypothermia and released them to Border Patrol agents. The agents identified 6 of the occupants as citizens of India who were illegally present in the United States. The 7th occupant of the boat, a U.S. citizen, was later identified as Brian Lazor. One of the Indian migrants later told the Border Patrol investigator they informed Lazor that none of them could swim. He said Lazor provided no water safety vests or equipment, the criminal complaint stated. Prosecutors said Lazor admitted he was paid to smuggle the Indian migrants, but the amount of the payment was not disclosed in court records. In addition to the 5-year prison sentence, Judge Sands ordered an additional 2 years of supervised release to follow his incarceration. He was not fined. The Swanton sector is experiencing an unprecedented number of migrant crossings from Canada into New York, Vermont, and New Hampshire, Chief Patrol Agent Robert Garcia told the Champlain Valley's ABC 22 reporters. We're seeing traffic across the entirety of the AOR area of responsibility, with elevated levels in the eastern New York area as well as the Newport, Vermont area, Garcia stated. The migrants apprehended in the sector between October 1, 2022, and January 31, 2023, included 945 Mexican nationals and 216 from Haiti or Guatemala, Garcia reported. U.S. Representative Elise Stefanik, Republican New York 21st District, blamed President Joe Biden for the surge in migrant crossings from Canada into the U.S. Every state is a border state. Every district is a border district due to Joe Biden's border crisis, Stefanik told the local ABC affiliate. Our taxpayers, brave Border Patrol officers, and northern border communities should no longer have to bear the brunt of this crisis. Vermont Senator Peter Welch, Democrat, New York, called the migrant surge into his state profoundly troubling. During the first 5 months of fiscal year 23, Swanton sector officials apprehended more than 1,900 migrants who illegally crossed the border from Canada into New York, Vermont, and New Hampshire. This represents an increase of 866% over the same period in FY22, according to Border Patrol reports reviewed by Breitbart, Texas. In addition to the more than 1,900 apprehensions, another nearly 1,200 migrants are known gotaways. These are migrants the Border Patrol knows entered the U.S. but were unable to be apprehended, the reports revealed. This represents an increase of more than 950% over the same period in FY22. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price. Editor's note, this article has been updated with additional information obtained from U.S. Customs and Border Protection.